Chapter 31. As on the day he arrived, the weather had closed in again. Low, bruising cloud scraping the hilltops, blown in on a wind from the southwest that was mild but wet. The rain fell in a fine, wetting mist that was sucked in under the umbrella that Jane had lent him. Enzo lowered his head, squinting through the rain, searching for the name of the boat that the gendarme had given him on the phone. The pontoon that ran between the line of boats in the tiny marina rose and fell with a swell of the water in the harbour, making him feel a little drunk. He glanced up and saw that the line of houses and hotels that lined the Port Tudy quayside had almost vanished in the smur. The rattle of cables and the cries of seagulls filled his ears. And then there it was, white, painted on a blue plaque, La Bohème. Metal hawsers running up the mast fibrillated in the wind, whining, metal vibrating against metal. Enzo stepped onto the shiny wooden boards at the stern of the little yacht, clutching a cable to steady himself, then pushed open the door that led down to the shelter of the cabin. A few steps took him out of the rain to where Adjutant Richard Guéguen sat on an upholstered bench seat along the starboard side. There was a table between facing benches and a small galley at the far end. Curtains were drawn on the side windows. Enzo slipped into the bench opposite Giga, propping his folded umbrella against the wall, rivulets of rainwater streaming from the point of it across the floor. The air was stale and damp in here, and it was almost dark, cracks of grey light around the curtains providing the only illumination. The two men sat in silence for some minutes. Then Giga said, "Anyone see you get on board?" Enzo shrugged. "There aren't many people around in this weather, and it's early yet." The gendarme nodded. "Was the autopsy report any good to you?"
"It was."
Guéguen raised an eyebrow.
"What did you find?"
"It's what I didn't find that made it interesting."
Guéguen frowned, dark eyes laden with curiosity. But Enzo did not elucidate.